Oh, uh-oh. I think I'm lost. Oh well. La, 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 la.
Hey, you!
Me?
Yes, you! You sound familiar, dude. Are you from the Young Catholic podcast by any chance?
Ooh, I'm a celebrity. I mean, yes.
I love the first episode, man, but I believe Mikael mispronounced the title of Pope Benedict XVI's encyclical letter. It should be Deus Caritas Est, not Deus Caritas Est. Okay, man, but that's all. Keep up the good work, dude.
Thank you. Want
No thanks, dude.
my
Where is that guy? It's been the R's. Okay. I'm leaving this place.
No! You must have already gone!
Almost knocked that ship away. It's still there. I didn't.
That was Kerry Sims and the Black Market Radio singing Go! Music from GarageBand.com. Mabuhay or greetings! This is again Mikael. This is the Young Catholic Podcast, Episode 2. It's night and it's raining hard here in the Philippines. Anyway, in this episode, I will introduce to you guys... Drumroll, please! The Catechism of the Catholic Church. Oh, nothing to worry about. When I was a high school senior in San Benildo Integrated School de La Salle supervised in Antipolo, we used the Catechism as one of our books for our Christian living classes. We have had the Catechism in the house ever since I can remember, but I never dared to read the book. Why? Because it looked awfully thick! Well, 3 years later, I have grown attached to the book because it has really helped me a lot.
Hi guys! This is what's my name? Oh, never mind! Here's a Catholic trivia for all of you. The Catechism of the Catholic Church book was given October 11, 1992, on the 13th anniversary of the opening of the Second Vatican Ecumenical Council in the 14th year of Pope John Paul II's pontificate. Ooh, nice, huh? Now, back to Mikael!
Okay, I highly recommend everyone to have this book because it's not only for the church pastors, priests, deacons, or those in religious orders, but this book is actually for everyone. Can you believe that? This thick book is actually for everyone. This is from Pope John Paul II's writing with regards to the publication of the Catechism of the Catholic Church. Okay, I quote, "It is also offered to all the faithful who wish to deepen their knowledge of the unfathomable riches of salvation. It is meant to support ecumenical efforts that are moved by the holy desire for the unity of all Christians, showing carefully the content and wondrous harmony of the Catholic faith. The Catechism of the Catholic Church, lastly, is offered to every individual who asks us to give an account of the hope that is in us and who wants to know what the Catholic Church believes." End quote. Part of the last line of that quote comes from a very popular Bible verse which I really like, found in 1 Peter chapter 3 verse 15, which asks us to be ready to give an account of the hope that is in us. So when somebody asks me, "Oi, Mikael, why are you reading these many books about the church and everything?" My reply will surely include 1 Peter chapter 3 verse 15. I've been bombarded with so many questions with regards to my faith many times already, in real life and in online forums. I always consult the Catechism of the Catholic Church when somebody tells me something weird or something that sounds wrong. This book will tell you what the Catholic Church believes. Now, you don't need to finish the Catechism of the Catholic Church from cover to cover when you first buy it. Well, you have the freedom to do that, though. But for me, it was really meant to be a resource or a text where you can look up to church teachings. As a final note, if you want to really know what the Catholic Church teaches, go to the Catechism of the Catholic Church. I have the Catechism of the Catholic Church beside me, with other more books when I do my podcast. Before I forget, there is this compendium that is so much thinner than the Catechism of the Catholic Church that was designed to be partnered with the Catechism. I don't have the copy yet, but they say it's easier to read and it's a very good partner to the Catechism of the Catholic Church. If any listener from the Philippines have the compendium of the Catechism of the Catholic Church, please do email me where you got your copy. Thank you. Well, that's all for this episode. If you have any questions, suggestions, or comments with regards to the podcast, feel free to email me at madsderivera@gmail.com. Don't forget to visit ycp.podomatic.com. It's the official podcast for YCP, or the Young Catholic Podcast for now. If you want to know more about me, visit my blog at trainerlounge.blogspot.com. This is again Mikael for the Young Catholic Podcast saying goodbye and God bless.
I can't believe it. Doesn't matter. Ooh, I'm a celebrity.